Theater critic Michael Bourne says Broadway shows are more and more like concerts of impersonated pop stars. Now comes a dramatized Tina Turner.
I could write reviews of some recent bio musicals with fill in the blanks. Musical X is the story of Star X, whose personal life was traumatic because of Trouble X, but his or her musical life, they're usually women, is transcendent or triumphant or fill in your own favorite hyperbole. Really, the point of all these shows is to shuffle in all the hits with plenty of spectacle, lights and projections and sexy dancers and sometimes confetti. Whatever you think about the show usually depends on how much of the music you know and you like, and also whatever you feel about the biographied artist. Carole King, Gloria Estefan, Dusty Springfield, Janis Joplin, Cher, and the umpteen Temptations all have been theatricalized in recent seasons. And now comes Tina, the musical life of Tina Turner, from her innocence in Nutbush to becoming a local star in St. Louis with her husband and mentor and bully, Ike Turner, to becoming an international star selling multi-millions of records, finally finding, fill in the blanks, superstardom, true love. For Tina, Buddhism. Tina is as spectacular as the show needs to be. One warning, watch out for some needlessly blinding lights. Enough of the story is dramatic, especially with Daniel J. Watts as the gifted but violent Ike. At the curtain call, he looked embarrassed to have been so good playing someone so bad. Tina, the musical, obviously depends mostly on the Tina. Adrienne Warren is smaller than one expects physically, but her larger-than-life presence befits Tina, and her chops singing are Herculean. Tina, the musical, lives up to Tina, the living legend, on so many songs. When the audience hears the first chords, everyone is very happy. I'm Michael Bourne.
Of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to hear.